annex it. But if we don't annex it, we really don't have anything definite we're going to do with it right now or in the near future that we can talk about or see anyway. The last argument we have is one we always have, not in my backyard. Everybody buys their property. Airport, just so we'll say it again today, I had no idea they were going to build a south runway. Nobody told me. The real estate agent certainly didn't tell me. And everybody says, well, you should have known. Well, no, I never thought an airport would outgrow its boundaries, which this one has done. But the reality is, PH3 before this, you know, they had green space or a lake, and they were told it'll be green space and a lake. And well, you know, that's not the same property owner. So we have those three levels that we're going in on. I'm struggling with the multifamily aspect, I have to tell you, because the other homes to the south are single family, but then there's zero lot line. So it's, do you want to spread it out flat or do you want to stack them up? So I assume when you're stacking them up, you're leaving a lot more green space around the building. Not that we're doing site plan here, but that makes me feel a little more comfortable with the idea of the multifamily. And I think, to somebody's point earlier, the numbers are the same. It's 20 families to the 5 acres, basically, or 20 residences or whatever, if I'm doing my math right, or 25 to the 5 acres, or 4 acres, in this case, 4 acres. So 20 residents. So whether you stack them up or lay them out, at that point, to somebody's comments earlier, there's all orders of mixed development now in South Florida where you have single family homes next to condos, next to townhouses, next to whatever. But I think the jurisdictional struggle is what's creating the biggest problem, because one person is well settled in the city of Coconut Creek, has a vision, has a plan. And I'm not trying to offend the county. I understand the county's in a flux with this unincorporated area stuff. There's really nothing strong there to guide anybody about what long-term compatibility looks like. You know, for all I know, the county could say in a year, we're going to keep it and we're going to develop it into multifamily. You know, I don't know. Or maybe they're going to put an arena there or a gun range or whatever. I don't know. So it makes it a very big struggle with what they're trying to do or not do. So I'm going to tell you, if anybody doesn't mind, I'm either going to split the baby with the two, or I'm going to support the five at this point, and let the county commission work it out, because they're the ones who will really have a vision about what they're going to do with that unincorporated area, more than we would have here. Mayor Ryan?
Madam Chair, just a point of information. Could we have our staff make clear what the county's comments were? I know it's in the back.
On the record?
Yes,
absolutely.
On the record.
I was hoping she was going to give me a little more, but I didn't want to push
it too hard. Thank you, Madam Chair.
While she's looking, I think Mayor Sturmer had something he wanted to add. So.
But I think it's also, if we're trying to read the tea leaves of what the future may be, which is part of what we're doing, the city of Coconut Creek has put in water lines.
Yes.
The city of Coconut Creek built a park up the block.
Right.
If we're trying to see where it's going, Coconut Creek appears to be making efforts to say, come to us.
This is ours.
Broward County has done nothing, and understanding the annexation bill that was out there and continues to govern, all land is not to be to be absorbed into some city or become a new city. And I doubt these few parcels that are in northwest Broward County are going to become a city unto themselves. You know, we have Lazy Lake already that has a couple of houses in it. No disrespect to Lazy Lake, but I don't think these homeowners are going to create their own city. So at some point, they will end up in some other local government at some point, whether it's this decade, next, at some point they will be part of a city. But I think Coconut Creek is showing you what its desire is by putting in the infrastructure for that community.
Mr. Mealy, you want to comment?
Just very quickly, if you'll look at the third page of your backup, which is the land use map, and you'll see all of that area in beige is the 1 unit per acre. And you've noticed that most of it is already in Coconut Creek. It's just those few little pieces that aren't. So I do want to make it clear that when Coconut Creek voted on this, they weren't just saying, oh, it's the unincorporated people, we don't care, because there's plenty of Coconut Creek land right around us as well.
Yeah.
And then secondly, it has been the policy of Broward County, and I think Vice Mayor Kerr will hopefully tell me this is correct, it has been the long-standing policy of the Broward County Commission that small areas like this are supposed to be annexed into a city, because the county has a very difficult time providing these local services in these very small scattered areas. And Coconut Creek has long had a policy to attempt to annex all of the property between the Turnpike and 441 north of Hillsborough Boulevard. And most of it's already in Coconut Creek, and each year, well, not every year, but many years, you'll see one or two little annexations. And so the county doesn't want it because they can't serve it, and Coconut Creek does. That's why they're putting money into it. Thank you.
Any other comments before we outline the motion? The motion by Mayor Sturmer was to basically contravene staff's recommendation and move to the density of five residential, low residential, five per acre from a state, whatever, from a state to five.
Second the motion.
And we have a second by Commissioner Blatner. Any other discussion? We have a roll call, please.
Commissioner Richard Blatner.
Yes.
Commissioner Angelo Castillo.
Yes.
Mr. Neil DeJesus. Mr. Michael Friedel.
Yes.
Commissioner Bill Gans. Commissioner Michelle J. Gomez.
No.
School Board Member Patricia Good.
Yes.
Ms. Mary D. Graham. Vice Mayor Martin Kerr.
Yes.
Commissioner Michael Long.
No.
Vice Mayor Rita Mack.
No.
Commissioner Sherry McCartan.
Yes.
Robert McColgan.
No.
Bernard Parnas.
Yes.
Mayor Michael Ryan.
No.
Nicholas Steffens. Mayor Daniel Sturmer.
Yes.
Ms. Ann Castro, Chair.
Yes. Thank you. Anything else before we break? Anybody have any other issues, concerns?
Move to adjourn.